Dr. Jeffrey Liebman is Executive Associate Director and Chief Economist with the Office of Management and Budget. Last week, he was the wrap-up keynote speaker to the Senior Executive Association annual conference held at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in D.C. He touched on a number of topics of interest to the top-level Fed managers. Right off the bat, how the Obama administration plans to measure agency and program performance. And he says that means building upon, not necessarily tearing down, the Bush administration's part.
The prior administration's program assessment rating tool helped the federal government establish performance measures across nearly all programs, but it has been far less successful in encouraging the use of performance measurement as a performance improvement tool. A recent GAO study found that among federal managers familiar with PART, only 26% said that PART results were used in management decision-making, and only 14% viewed PART as improving performance. Others have been concerned about the lack of transparency in the PART rating process and have argued that it focused too much on rating programs and justifying budget decisions and not enough on explaining performance trends and improving performance.
As Federal News Radio first reported last May, Liebman told the SEA conference that OPM plans to work with the Program Improvement Council on building a better PART and says it will focus on five areas.
The first is that the new framework is going to shift away and shift the focus away from static judgments of programs as effective or not demonstrated or ineffective toward much higher frequency monitoring and explaining of performance trends. The point of performance measurement is not to get a green light or a check mark. It's to improve performance. And that's what we're going to be focused on. We want to see upward trends. We want to see managers who can explain the trends, good or bad, and come up with innovative ideas for improving them. We should be asking our managers at least quarterly, is your program's performance improving? Why or why not? And what steps are you taking to improve performance going forward? And the key ingredients here is not just measuring outcomes, but doing smart analysis of the trends one is seeing. The second change you're going to see is that we're going to be much more strategic in our performance and evaluation activities. Because there's been such a focus on comprehensiveness, on measuring and evaluating everything, recent performance initiatives have turned into compliance exercises rather than into focused efforts to improve outcomes in key priority areas. So we're going to prioritize. In our recently issued FY 2011 budget guidance, we've asked each agency to identify a few high-priority performance goals supported by meaningful measures and targets and to begin to define their strategies for achieving these goals. We're going to have regular reviews of agencies in their progress toward these goals, and we'll discuss with them the problems they're encountering and their plans for addressing these problems.
Liebman also says OMB wants the next part to reflect interagency collaboration.
The third change you're going to see in the program assessment agenda is that in order to break down silos, cross-program and cross-agency goals will get as much attention as program specific goals. It's hard to think of any top administration priority, whether it's food safety or healthcare reform or energy security or keeping Americans safe, that doesn't involve multiple programs and multiple agencies, or for that matter, multiple levels of government. And so our focus is going to be, I think, probably as much, if not more, on these cross program and cross-agency goals as in goals confined to single programs. Fourth, we're going to be encouraging smart risk-taking. One of the biggest challenges in holding managers accountable for performance is in encouraging folks to take smart risks. A manager who has an innovative idea, who tests it out, and it fails should be rewarded and encouraged for trying something innovative, not penalized for the failure. Now, of course, most failure is not due to smart risk-taking, and so the challenge comes to distinguishing between smart risk-taking, failure that comes from smart risk-taking, and failure that just comes from other things. But in many agencies, we need a fundamental cultural change to shift the management incentives toward innovation and away from minimizing surprises. The fifth change I think you're going to see is that we're going to be working to create a culture in which managers at all level are encouraged to actively engage in evaluation activities. The president has made very clear that policy decisions should be driven by evidence about what works and what doesn't, and evidence about where the greatest needs and challenges are. top agency managers should be thinking about identifying key agency priorities and missions where we simply don't know if our current programs and efforts are working. And in those cases, making serious investments in data collection and evaluation strategies to figure out whether what we're doing is working and whether alternative strategies might be more effective. And program managers should be constantly encouraged to think of new ways of delivering the services they're delivering, and of ways to pilot and evaluate new approaches to see how their outcomes compare to the existing way of doing things. We're trying to play our own part at OMB to instill a culture that values evaluation. In the president's budget, we put significant funds into expanding several programs that had very strong evaluation research showing that they worked, and we reallocated funds to different strategies in a number of cases where there was strong evaluation evidence suggesting that the current approaches were not working.
Liebman also discussed ideas to improve and expand the federal workforce. One of those ideas involves giving talented feds a chance to learn more about their agencies.
We also need to do things like encouraging greater use of management rotations both within and between agencies. Private sector firms, when they get top young talent, try to rotate people through all the different parts of the organization so that by the time people reach top management positions, they've had the breadth of experiences to know how to lead and to deal with the whole range of challenges that senior managers face. Historically, the federal government has had a different strategy where basically one's career gets narrower and narrower as one gets promoted, and that doesn't, in today's world where so much of what government has to tackle are non-routine challenges, it doesn't leave people sufficiently prepared for the whole range of skills they need to be able to bring to bear on the challenges they're facing when they reach senior leadership roles.
Liebman also said the president recognizes the need to beef up the government's acquisition workforce.
That means not only the actual contracting officers, but also the technical representatives who help specify the needs up front, the program managers who specify needs and who manage the contracts after they're in place.
That's the OMB's Dr. Jeffrey Liebman at the Senior Executive Association annual meeting in downtown Washington. I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.